Vaping in the boys' room just doesn't have the right sound, does it?
No, it doesn't, Paul.
Sergeant Doug Decker with us right now from the Port Huron Police Department. Doug, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
We're going to talk about vaping this morning. We're going to talk about the new city ordinance that is about to go into effect, and the fact that a lot of people, I think, get the wrong impression that it's a healthy alternative to cigarettes. And although it's an alternative to cigarettes, it's still harmful, isn't it?
That's right. You know, and the issue is we don't want a new generation of vape users, you know,
right.
Kids starting it. We didn't want them smoking cigarettes, and we don't want them to start this. So, you know, I did a little research in Johns Hopkins Medicine. They had five truths you need to know about vaping. And, you know, it's hard to say, but they do claim that it's less harmful than traditional smoking. But it's still dangerous.
Yeah.
Still has chemicals in it. It still has toxins in it. It's not good for you. It's bad for your health. Nicotine's still the primary agent in there, you know. So it can be addictive, mm-hmm. right, using this. The other thing with these e-cigarettes, you can up the voltage in them, or you can have an extra strength cartridge that you could use. So, you know, some of them, the Juul actually is the same as a whole pack of cigarettes. You're
wow.
getting all that same nicotine.
Wow.
You know, people might go, well, I'm using them to try to quit smoking. Same thing. It's not going to work. You're still going to have that
trading
nicotine.
One addiction
it's not
the
best
yeah.
method. And then, like I said, we're getting this whole new generation out here that's going to be addicted to nicotine. So whether they go from the e-cigarettes to the cigarettes, and the Surgeon General in 2015, high school students, an increase of 900%. So just that year, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
And then the Center on Addiction, you know, there's aerosol. It's fine particles you're inhaling. So what are you taking in? What kind of toxic chemicals? And these are all the same things, you know, like with cigarettes. Cancer, respiratory, and heart disease problems. They were introduced to the mass market in 2007 here in the U.S. Some people are putting THC in them, flaca. So these are all bad things. We don't want the kids to have the opportunity to do this or take these risks. And I mentioned the Juul and that concern with the amount of nicotine in just one pod there.
Right. And you know, if you're smoking in the boys' room, there's going to be a smell that lingers for a while. The smell is going to be on your clothes. It's a lot easier to get caught. This is a lot less easy to get caught because it's a vapor, and so that smell doesn't linger. The smell is not going to be on your clothes, and so you can be a lot sneakier with vaping, can't you?
Right, and they're easier to conceal.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I want to give these kids a bunch of tips, right?
No, of
but
course
compared
not.
To a cigarette, you're right. It's easier to conceal
yeah.
on their person and to hide.
Yeah.
You know, and it's that. You know, when you say that in the boys' room, I can remember that. You know, so no one can use the restroom because
yeah.
in between classes, everybody's
right.
in there and it's just polluted
exactly.
in there with
yeah.
that cigarette
yeah.
smoke and
yeah.
stuff. Right, so we got that concern, them hiding it, them putting other products in there. So all things we want to try to avoid. Right?
Yeah. So the new ordinance that kicks in the city, what is this? It bans the sale of e-cigarettes to minors, right?
Correct. So they haven't been able to buy tobacco anyways, but now they can't sell like e-cigarettes or any of the pods or the chemicals you would put in there. And, you know, and that's one of the other things, these chemicals, they're appealing to younger people because they flavor them. You know, oh, it's watermelon, it's lime, it can't be that bad for me. So minors cannot purchase, they can't possess, use, or have these products on their person, right? Somebody that sells them to a minor, that's a misdemeanor offense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a minor has them in their possession, it's a civil infraction, a $50 fine, or there could be some community service, or we would have you attend like a health and safety class to learn the evils of this product, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Again, in smoking, the other problem is, you know, one concern is kids bringing it into the school, but the other is just kids wandering the streets using these. We have city ordinances for the beaches. You know, there's no smoking up there. And actually, the e-cigarettes already were not allowed to be used mm-hmm. in the parks. We want to remind people, too, and summer will be coming here shortly, that
yep.
you can't use them in that area. So, again, civil infraction. Now, at the park, if you're using them and you're cited and you're told don't, they'll let you stay in the park.
Mm-hmm.
Don't light up again. If you light up again, you can actually be asked to leave the park, or you will leave the park,
right.
and then you could be responsible for a misdemeanor, certainly.
Yeah. You brought your researcher along with you today, too, didn't you?
I did. I brought somebody that gave a presentation on vaping, so I thought maybe she could help out a little.
And good morning, and introduce yourself, please.
Good morning. I'm Madison.
Madison, what did you learn when you started researching this? Obviously, you must have known a little something about it just from, you know, it's around. People talk about it. You know that people are doing it. But when you start researching it, what do you learn?
Right. Well, I learned about the health effects and, like, why people vape. So vaping is actually marketed more towards children to appeal to them. And, of course, like, teens are more susceptible to things like peer pressure and advertising. So I learned that that's, like, mostly the cause for vaping.
How does that make you feel to know that this is a harmful thing that's being marketed to your generation?
Right. Well, I know a lot of people who are, like, addicted to vapes. Like, they do it habitually. Like, it's just their thing, and they don't see a problem with it. So I think it's scary.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and kind of unscrupulous, I think, for the marketers to reach out to teens in that way.
I hate to compare it, but you think of, you hear these stories about the drug dealer that gives the product away to get somebody that needs it.
Yeah.
And there is big money to be made. And think about a whole generation of teenagers to start using these products that are going to use them potentially for the next 40 to 50 years.
Hook them
of
when
their
they're
life
young. Yeah, absolutely.
And all the money they'll spend on that product. It's a scary thought. You know? And you think of the advertising for cigarettes years ago, and, you know, the Marlboro Man and everything.
Exactly,
And who they've targeted and stuff. And I think we've probably done a lot to try to get away from that. So maybe it's best with this, we try to nip it in the bud as soon as we can and get a hold of this and stop it before it's really a serious problem for our youth.
Yeah, it's not harmless. While it may be slightly less harmful than traditional cigarettes, there's still harm involved, and you gotta be vigilant about that. Doug, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Paul.
Madison, thank you for coming in as well. It is 7:49 now here on WPHN.